Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone allegedly pointed a laser at an airplane Monday evening. The incident was reported just before 9 p.m. on U.S. 701 South. We reached out to the sheriff's office for more. A massive wildfire on Crescent Island yesterday apparently started from a bulldozer that was clearing land. The Forest Service and volunteer fire departments fought the fire, which began at the end of Crescent Island Road and spread north, then back to the west. Fire departments from the county stayed busy throughout the weekend with a number of fires, mostly from illegal burns. Now remember, a burn ban went into effect Friday morning in the county and statewide. The continuing gusty winds and low humidity are causing wildfire conditions to further deteriorate. Most of Columbus County is currently in a moderate drought, with the extreme western portions of the county considered abnormally dry. Currently, state officials are dealing with three major fires in the mountains, and a fire on the New Hanover-Pender County line has been contained. Long-range projections show unusually dry conditions continuing into May. A manhunt is on for a suspect who allegedly attempted to kidnap a woman in Bolton and fired at law enforcement. The suspect's name has not been released in the Monday incident. He eluded officers after an all-night search involving multiple agencies as well as drones. Chaffron Police and State Alcohol Law Enforcement have broken up a conspiracy to steal alcohol from the Lumberton ABC store and resell it in Chaffron. More than 600 bottles of liquor, 335 grams of marijuana, cocaine, and prescription pills were seized in a raid on a Huffam Street home. Crystal Marie Wilcox, James Edward Falk, and Colin Michael Montez, who is of Lumberton, were jailed on a variety of felonies. Montez was an employee of the store. He was allegedly working with Wilcox and Falk to steal alcohol from Lumberton and store it in Chaffron. Teresa Jacobs of Pembroke has claimed a $100,000 prize from the state education lottery. After paying the required federal and state income tax withholding, she took home $71,750. She got her prize money Monday at state lottery headquarters. Southeastern Community College, along with the city and county schools, will sponsor a career expo April 4th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Businesses must register to participate. Lunch will be provided. Call 910-788-6239 for more information. April 5th is the Spring Has Sprung Festival in Tabor City, and you know they know how to put on the dog down there. They always have a good time in the border town. There will be a parade, food trucks, arts and crafts, the Kids Corner, and so much more. Stay with Columbus County News for more on the Spring Has Sprung Festival. The 5th annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Buckhead, and the Waccamaw Suwan STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, rigging fishing rods, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Suwan Travel Center for more information. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw will hold church skate night April 18th from 5:30 to 9:30. Cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under free. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, batting cage, gator golf, and more. Call 910-646-4111 to sign your church up. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.